Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Only Good Indians by Stephen Graham Jones. Read by Sean Taylor Corbett.
For Jim Coon, he was a real horror fan.
This scene of terror is repeated all too often in Elk Country every season. Over the years, the hunter's screams of anguish have rocked the timber. Don Lobick and Mark Henkel, Elk Talk. Williston, North Dakota. The headline for Richard Boss Ribs will be, Indian man killed in dispute outside bar. That's one way to say it. Ricky had hired on with a drilling crew over in North Dakota. Because he was the only Indian, he was chief. Because he was new and probably temporary, he was always the one getting sent down to guide the chain. Each time he came back with all his fingers, he would flash thumbs up all around the platform to show how he was lucky, how none of this was ever going to touch him. Ricky Boss Ribs. He'd split from the reservation all at once when his little brother Cheeto had overdosed in someone's living room. The television, Ricky was told, tuned to that camera that just looks down on the IGA parking lot all the time. That was the part Ricky couldn't stop cycling through his head. That's the channel only the serious old of the elders watched. It was just a running reminder how shit the reservation was.